In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the Sunday before the great fast. Tomorrow we start this great season. And we all know that the great fast is the season of repentance, the season of acquiring virtue. It is the season of storing spiritual storages. And knowing that it is the time for all the believers to review their ways and to come and turn to God, Satan also is at work to tempt them in order to steal from them the blessing of this great season. So at the beginning, he tried to persuade the people not to fast at all, and a lot of people get this and buy this from him. We don't have to fast at all. It is not about fasting. And then all of this blah, blah, blah about that we can be virtuous without fasting. And a lot of people buy this and they live with it. Then he turns into the believers who decide to fast, and they have their own temptations as well. These temptations, we can summarize it into one of these five kind of temptations. These temptations comes upon the believer who decide that we are going to start a new start offering a spiritual fast to the Lord. The first temptation of this season is the temptation of procrastination. That is, if you have to do it tomorrow. Why I should fast from tomorrow? It's 55 days. We can fast maybe 40, maybe 3 weeks, maybe the Pascha week, and then we keep on postponing things. This is how Satan works with the people. If you have to do something good, and you are determined, and I cannot win the argument against this, then okay, let us postpone it and make it tomorrow. And tomorrow never comes. How many times we decided that I need to review my life, I need to sit with my father of confession, and I'm going to do this next week. And next week didn't come, and we have been always postponing things. Maybe tomorrow, next week, the week after. This is one of the temptations of this season, that you don't have to do it. There is no rush. If you ask anyone from the people who died and went to Hades, what they would be looking for, what they would be thinking, if they are to be granted one request, what they would ask from God, it is to give them 1 hour back. They go come back to earth and to offer repentance, by which God will change their destiny according. This 1 hour is granted to us today. Tomorrow is not yours. You will never know if tomorrow will come while you are here on earth, or tomorrow we will be standing before the throne. So this is the first temptation of this season of, let us make it tomorrow. Let us go maybe 2 weeks and then we start fast. The second temptation again is the virtue in this season is the temptation of cutting corners. Cutting corners mean that I don't have to do it this way. Why I should be abstaining from food till 3 p.m.? Let us make it till 12. 12 is too much. Let us make it 11. Maybe 10, 9, maybe 7 a.m. is okay. I woke up early and I can't, I not abstain. Maybe I don't have to abstain at all. If I have to go to the church, why I should go early on Sunday? Maybe I will just go immediately before the gospel. What if I miss the gospel? I will attend the sermon. If I miss the sermon, I will go and tell Abuna, I'm sorry, I came late, and so what? Cutting corners with all of our spiritual practices will make us not able to acquire anything. We will never be able to get the essence of what we are trying to learn when we fast or when we pray. Cutting corners with our spiritual struggle, our spiritual practices will never allow us to learn anything or gain any benefit from it. This is the deception that comes upon the mind of the believers. I can do the minimum in order to check. I say, I fasted, I prayed, I went to the church, I repented, I confessed. It is something that's so much overwhelming the believers. What is the minimum that make me to feel okay? I did it. The third temptation that comes upon the heart of the believers in this season is the temptation of turning the subject into foolish disputes. Instead of asking, how should I offer a spiritual fast and this would be acceptable from God, we go and ask these kind of questions. Some of them: how many days should the fast be? Why it is 55? Why not 47? Why not 40? Why not this and this? Another one of these foolish questions: should not fasting be in secret only? The Lord said that if you fast, you have to hide this. And then we go into this question over and over and over: why the church is proclaiming a fast? Another very common question, one of the most common questions in the church: why can we not eat fish on Wednesdays and Fridays? This is the everlasting question. Maybe till the second coming, we'll keep on asking, why I do not eat fish on Wednesday? This is actually wasting our energy and wasting our efforts to acquire something of value. Keeping on disputing things will not allow us to grow or to learn anything. How many times we kept on asking without doing anything? We just wasted time, we didn't learn. Fasting is not a subject for a dispute. Going into the Bible, since the creation of Adam and Eve, we know that the Lord instructed them to eat something and to abstain from something. He said, you eat this, don't eat that. The first commandment was a fasting command. And then we go into the Bible and see the righteous men of the Old and the New Testament fasting and praying. We see the people of Nineveh, how God had mercy on them because they fasted. The Lord himself gave us himself as an example when he fasted on our behalf 40 days and 40 nights. And then we come and we dispute things and we go into these foolish arguments that lead us to nowhere. Another temptation related to this season is the temptation of the tendency to void the virtue from its meaning by outward practices only. What is the meaning of that? I focus into how I do it rather than why I do it. So we keep on looking at the ingredients of each piece of cookies that comes to our hand. Is there any butter in it or not? I'm very meticulous when it comes to this. And when it comes to what is in my heart, am I careful to examine my heart and see if any defilement in it or not? I'm not so careful. Maybe fasting, of course, we all know it is for us to have self-control, and not only related to food, but to everything. But we can so much be very careful with what we eat, and we do not watch what we say. We can gossip, we can curse, we can lie, and we don't feel that anything is wrong with that. It's okay. Why we do this? Because unfortunately, this is one of the temptations of the season. We focus into what is outward without looking into what is inward. In this great fast, it's a time also for repentance and metanias, where we bow down to the ground. Do when I bow to the floor, to the ground, and my head touches the floor, is my spirit also bowing with me as a gesture of humility and subjection to the Lord? Or my spirit would be standing in arrogance and pride and arguing everyone who might be criticizing me, I am always right and I'm never mistaken. What kind of humility when I fast and then I still keep my arrogance and my pride inside my heart? What do we gain when I come to the church to worship God here and I go outside and worship anybody else and worship anything else? It is this tendency to void the virtue from its meaning, and we turn into the likeness of the Pharisees and the scribes. They keep things as per, like what is said. They tie even like the mint. And then when it comes to mercy and love, nothing. How God is going to accept something like this from us? It is a temptation that men would be deceiving themselves by saying, I'm fasting, thanks be to God. But meanwhile, my life doesn't change. I'm still doing what I'm doing with no revision to what I'm doing whatsoever. The fifth and the last temptation related to the season is the temptation or the tendency to waste the reward by practicing the virtue for vain glory. This is what the Lord today is warning the people from. If you pray, don't do this in order to be glorified by men. If you are to fast, don't go complaining, I'm fasting, I'm so tired, our fasting is something that nobody can take. When we do this, it turns into something we offer it to men. Men are not going to reward us in heaven. Men are not going to put us in heaven. It is the Lord. He is the one only in whom he can judge and reward those people who worship him. It's another tendency, one of the temptations of this season, that we offer the virtue in order to gain praise from the people. Someone wants to pray, and then he thinks more about how can I do this in order that people will say something good about me. Someone wants to serve, how my service would be noticeable, and then people will start speaking about what I am doing and how I am gaining something. By doing this, actually, we gain our rewards. We are not going to be rewarded twice for anything. We either get it from men or we get it from God. My brethren, it's a time for us now to start this great season of repentance and fasting and prayers. Do not allow the tempter to steal from you the blessing of this great season. Be aware of these temptations that occur and happen to us during this season. The temptation of procrastination. If you want to do it, it's okay. Just cut maybe 2 weeks from the fast, no problem. The temptation of cutting corners into things. Why I should do it this way? What is the minimum requirement in order to feel good about myself? The temptation of turning the subject into foolish disputes. All of these questions that are not edifying and do not lead us anywhere. Number four, the temptation of avoiding the virtue from its meaning by practicing it on the outward only. Nothing goes from to inside. And at last, the temptation of wasting the reward by practicing the virtue for vainglory. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.